Light. Yeah, little western. Light. Little Anne or
Utah's number one country.
With your traffic update, I'm Lee West.
I'm little Miss Bell from
Southern. I don't know where that came from.
Hi, Miss Kitty.
All right, thanks. Hey, we're getting a little closer. How about that, huh?
Yeah, it's Little Friday.
It is. We've got Thursday upon us, and we are getting a little closer to the weekend. Feels good. We got Throwback Thursday happening today, and we'll get to that first song that'll drop here in our system. I don't know if it already has or not. I don't want to look over that.
It has.
We're going to do a little thing. All right, before we get into our throwback song, the one that got the most votes dropped right into our system, we're going to get into our STD. We do that in the mornings. It's just a fun little way of throwing in a few songs that are not really along the country line, but you have a chance to guess them and see if you can throw your vote out over the air, just at your radio, you know, just kind of yell at your radio and go, hey, I know that song. I remember that song. It is National Exercise Day today.
Oh, great.
I know, right? Wait a minute. That's today?
Yeah.
No, not today. Make it tomorrow instead. How's that? Well, it is National Exercise Day. So I think that's the theme that I'll stay with. Let's go ahead and tune up our ringer dingers. Dingers. Get everybody grab it. Oh, you're flat today.
It's pretty good.
Nope.
You're right on the money.
Nope. but that's all right. You can keep telling yourself that's all right.
That's what I do every day.
Here we go. The goes along with that theme, and try to guess it. Use your ringer dinger thingers.
Oh my gosh, the scandal! The scandal around this song.
Yeah. You have your leg warmers on?
Absolutely. My hair in a pone.
Yeah. And what else? Got a headband on?
Absolutely, a sweatband.
Yeah, I can tell you're all ready.
Except we're just going to talk horizontally. We're not really exercising.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean.
You know what I mean.
You know.
This has nothing to do with it. Has nothing to do with the treadmill.
Or spandex.
Right. Right there.
How in the heck did this even get on the radio?
I know.
With innocent little Olivia Newton-John.
I know. Let's get physical, baby.
Horizontally.
Yeah.
Tucking horizontally.
Well, you know, Deb, the video was her, you know, just exercising.
Uh-huh.
Spandex. She had like a head.
Yeah.
You know.
Wink, wink.
Headband.
Yep. She's been hiding the
we
whole thing.
We know what you mean.
Yeah. You know you've had a good workout when it goes from light petting to heavy petting. All right. You pretty much guessed it. About it.
Physical, Olivia Newton-John. Oh, my gosh, that's a good song.
All right, there you go. It's Stump the DJs, STDs, spreading the love this morning.
All right, speaking of spreading the love, Love's Got a Hold on You by Alan Jackson came in third. George Strait's Marina Del Rey was second. This song won by about 300 votes. Lee.
Oh, it's Winona.
Wow, you nailed it, I guess. Did
you know,
she?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what it is?
She's like a female Elvis.
No.
Yeah.
She did it after two notes. How would I know what it is?
I can name that tune in two notes.
She did.
You don't know what it is, David?
It's Why Not Me?
No.
What is it, Lee?
It's Girls with Guitar.
Oh, yeah. There we go. All right, way to go. And why didn't I guess that with that little guitar lick
right?
Intro?
She turned 15, Great Expectations. Older brother knew something was up.
There it is, Winona, Girls with Guitars. Boy, little lyric in there from Dire Straits, couple little licks in there from Smoke on the Water, just including a couple little classic rock songs in there. Girls with Guitars. Morning.
Greetings, everyone.
Today is April 18th.
We are celebrating April 18th. It is National Animal Cracker Day.
Get me those animal crackers.
You want some animal crackers?
Crackers.
Animal crackers.
You ordered 38 boxes of animal crackers.
You want an animal cracker?
We don't even make animal crackers anymore.
Well, you better get cracking.
Happy National Animal Cracker Day.
Showtime!
Frosted or unfrosted?
Oh, frosted.
All the way,
all
right?
All the way.
I don't even care if it leaves that film in your mouth.
Nope.
You
it's
know?
Fine. It's fine. I'll deal with it later.
The pink and the white frosted animal crackers. For some reason, though, there are some pretty good little memories of that little box of Barnum and Bailey, animal crackers. Is that what they called them?
Yeah,
Barnum
it was.
And Bailey,
yep.
Little animal. It looked like it was just kind of coming in a cage.
And they don't put the animals on the front anymore because they don't want people to see caged animals.
Oh, hell. Oh, my. Of course. I'm surprised they even make animal crackers because that implies that you're eating animals and PETA doesn't like that.
Right.
National Dare Day today. D-A-R-E, you know. Drug awareness requires education. Drug awareness rehabilitation education.
Drug abuse resistance education.
Education. I was way off. All I got was drugs.
Close, though.
That was it. Did you guys have a DARE program?
Yes.
Did you growing up? I don't remember so much a DARE program growing up. Huh. Maybe it's because I never went to school.
Maybe you were building houses and going on a donut run.
Maybe that was it. And boy, do I still crave a good apple fritter from Winchell's Donuts. National High Five Day today.
There's a lot going on today.
Yeah, there is. It's a ton of crap. We'll talk about, how that kind of came about and stuff here in just a little bit. Pinata Day. And then we're also looking at Exercise Day that we talked about.
It's National Lineman Appreciation Day, bringing power to the people.
Yeah.
Our linemen who crawl up the poles. And
yeah. And a song by, was it Johnny Cash?
Glenn Campbell.
Glenn Campbell.
Wichita Lineman.
Yeah. Talking about that. How come everything, I guess, is only half right?
Well, same here. So when you put us together,
sometimes
we get stuff right.
I guess so. Maybe that's the good thing about having a team. Because I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm all smart about it. Yeah, and there's a song about that by David Allan Coe. No, it's not. But anyway.
Wichita Lineman is such a beautiful song.
Yeah. It's Is that too old to be voted on for throwback?
Yeah,
does it go back just a little
from
bit?
The 60s or the, I don't know what day, probably early 70s.
As Walker Hayes' new interview reveals, it's Western.
Western.
We'll talk about that too.
It was 1968.
Okay. Hey, but everybody, just give everybody a high five today. It's the one day that the Florida Marlins have a reason to high five each other just because.
Just because it's the day.
It's a thing. It's a day.
All right, classic. High five.
He keeps asking me to give him a high five.
I'm a salesman now. The high five is just so stupid.
It's National High Five Day today. And for whatever reason, I'm sort of halfway in between. Sometimes I'll be like, hey, high five. And I don't know why I do that, because I'm sure little kids, too, they're like, high five.
What is that?
Yeah, high five. What are you doing? But most of the time, I think a high five, I've just given knuckles now, you know?
Yeah.
I think we've just, since Rona, I think the knuckles kind of have taken over.
Yeah, we don't want all
five.
Our fingers touching.
No. Don't touch me open palm to open palm.
No.
Heaven forbid. We're looking at mostly sunny today, tomorrow, and Friday, and Saturday. Oh, wait, tomorrow is Friday. Wait a minute. It's today. Tomorrow was Friday and Saturday. And then we're looking just the temperatures. There is not, in 9 days, there is not really any sign of moisture until about the 8th day, which is next Friday. A week from tomorrow is the next even hint of moisture. We'll have to sort of see how that even develops out. So we're looking at 58 will be our high today.
Right now it's 34 and clear downtown.
Jason Aldean, little parental advice for all of us. Have your kids put down their electronic devices and let them get out there It doesn't matter whether you live in the country or not. Look up and live.
Get out and go for a walk or...
Yeah. And that goes for the adults, too.
Put down your tablet and go for a walk.
This is not headline news. Today is National High Five Day. Always a challenging day for Kevin Hart. Counterfeit Botox has been found in several states and in Nicole Kidman's forehead. Deep Purple announced a 2024 tour. The band's name is perfect now since their legs have deep vein thrombosis. Steve Buscemi has joined the cast of Wednesday. The crew's looking forward to it because he shouldn't need much makeup. Pamela Anderson will appear in the Naked Gun reboot. You had me at Pamela Anderson and naked, replied a time traveler from 1996. And 1 in 5 children in the U.S. are obese, and they're easy to spot. They're the kids on the down end of the teeter-totter. This is not headline news.
Well, let's take a walk. Let's take a little stroll, shall we?
If you're stressed out, go take a walk in nature. Usually you'll feel much better afterwards, but now there's a study that says it can even help restore your attention span. And this comes to us from the University of Utah.
Yeah, which is obviously right here in our own backyard.
Yes. Scientists from the U developed a really interesting experiment. They made all the test subjects count backwards from 1,000 by sevens. Oh, I couldn't do that in my best moment. this was designed to deplete participants' attentional resources right before they were given an attention-needing task. Then they were sent on a 40-minute walk, either through a beautiful garden or through a medical campus with asphalt parking lots. After their walk, they were then given the same attention task to complete again. During the whole test, these University of Utah scientists recorded electrical activity in their brain using small discs that were attached to their scalps. It's called an EEG. And the study came to two main findings. The participants that walked in nature reported their walk to be more restorative than those who walked in the concrete urban setting. And number two, those who walked in nature showed enhanced executive control at a neural level.
Oh, yeah.
Executive control involves mental flexibility, working memory, and attention span, and the walk in nature improved all of that. So the moral of the story, turn your phone off, go for a long walk in nature. You'll feel restored, and your brain will be ready for tough tasks.
Nice, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Walk there this way.
There is nothing better than a good walk. I just think that it's just great to be able
or
to...
Or bike ride.
Or bike
just,
ride, yeah.
Just being outside.
Yeah, I agree. But, and, you know, another... I saw another post yesterday from, you know, some exercise person. And they were saying the exact same thing as Tim McGraw told us when we were talking to him a few weeks ago. And that is, if you want to do, you know, because a lot of people go, where do I start? That's their first thing. Where do I start? And they're like, walk. Just walk. You know, and they, you know, another person post. And again, it's not rocket scientist. Just get out and walk. And then you'll be able to get into the routine of discipline, of structure, of practice, of consistency. And then, you know, that obviously that walking might turn into a little jogging. Maybe then you can start doing the little weightlifting thing and doing some stuff that way. But it's
I see all kinds of people out actually running, jogging, fast walking. Have you ever seen somebody fast walking?
Yeah.
Regular walking, dog walking.
I actually fast walk when I have diarrhea.
Well, that's all do that.
Isn't that the sort of like the same look?
We all do that.
Isn't that the same style?
Yep.
It's like, oh crap, I gotta hurry. All right.
The greatest country in the world. KSOP.
There you have it. Even the old jingles come out from decades ago. And kind of fun to pull those out and use them on Throwback Thursday. In case you're not familiar with Throwback Thursday, we have been doing this for quite a few years, and it's a fun way for us to just sort of pick a day during the week and turn it over to you. You have a chance to vote on some songs, which is pretty simple to do.
Yeah, you just go to the mobile app. There's a tab that says vote, or it comes up on the home screen at z104country.com on the website. And we give you three songs. Choose from the 80s, 90s, early 2000s. Pick the one you want to play, and the one with the most votes drops in to our automation system just a minute or two before they play. So you guys are in charge of those all day long. It's fun to hear some songs that maybe you haven't heard for a while.
Your vote does count.
Yes, it does.
And before we get into the throwback songs, in the morning between now and 10 o'clock, we roll out what we call STDs. And we're spreading the love through Stump the DJs. We're going to play a song here that's not country. And it also is just fun for you to yell at the radio. Nobody wins anything. You try to get that personal satisfaction that you knew a song off the first couple of notes. All right, here we go. The theme, National Exercise Day today. So anything to go along with that. Now, this is a song.
Copy by that much.
This is a song that perfectly describes my love life at home.
That Linda, wish in one hand and want in the other.
Linda says this all the time.
I heard a whisper, and I know just how to cry. I know just where to find the answers, and I know just how to lie.
But Linda, I just got out of the pool. I know
just how to take it. Well, let's try making love out of nothing at all.
Who's it by?
Air Supply.
Which actually is where we need to tie that into National Exercise Day today, right?
We need air to exercise.
Right,
we need I get it, Dave.
Air Supply.
Good one.
I know when to pull you closer, and I know when to let you loose, and I know the night is fading.
Yeah, we could go on forever.
And I'm never going to tell you everything I get to tell you.
Wow, your falsetto is spot on.
Never gonna give it the time.
Here, are we finally gonna get to the chorus here?
I don't know how
or the title.
And I'll never let you fall. And I don't know how you do it.
I don't
know. Making love out of nothing at all.
Making love.
Oh, man. All right.
I hate that phrase.
And making love. Can you only hear so many people out there going, do you hear they played 5 minutes of Air Supply this morning?
All right. So the throwback, Chris LeDoux for Your Love came in third. Reba McEntire, Why Do We Want What We Know We Can't Have was second. This song won by about 150 votes. Guys got nothing? Lee.
It's Toby Keith.
Yes. This is what people might want from our show.
A little less talk.
Yes. A lot more action.
Yes.
Yeah. A lot less talk.
Yes.
I was getting kind of tired of her. A lot more action.
Toby on the Z. Little less talk and a lot more action. That's the song you voted in for this time around. And we appreciate you voting on that and helping us out. Kind of fun. We do three more songs that are up for vote right now. And you can go to the Z104 app. Just click on the vote tab and it takes you right there. And then you'll be able to see. And we do that twice an hour all the way up until midnight. On the phone with us right now, who is this?
Paisley,
how are you today?
Good.
So good.
Are you getting up and getting ready for school?
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing about school?
Probably rotation.
Meditation?
Rotation.
Oh, rotation. What grade are you in?
Third.
Third grade. I love it. Hey, who's your boyfriend? You want to give him a shout out on the radio?
I don't have a boyfriend.
What? Paisley, you're too cute not to have a boyfriend. You got a boyfriend. Have you ever had a boyfriend?
No.
Yeah. You got to wait a few more years, huh?
Now, rotation is going from one subject to another, or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, let's talk about Deb's favorites.
Today I have P.E.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh, that is fun. I love P.E.
It's National Exercise Day today, so that's perfect.
Yeah. You can go outside. And then, guess what, Paisley? Deb's favorite thing in school was school lunch.
It was lunch.
What's your favorite thing at lunch?
Probably when we have pumpkin pie with whipped cream on top.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't see that coming,
isn't
but
that
I love
the best,
it.
Though?
Yeah.
That's like Thanksgiving year-round.
Do you have pizza every Thursday at school?
Every Friday.
Every Friday.
Yeah. And then do they still do corn dogs and tater tots?
Mini corn dogs.
Yes.
Oh, those are the best.
Mm-mm-mm. Y'all are making me hungry, Paisley.
Well, Paisley, you're the best for calling in and helping us out with the pledge.
Hold on.
Uh-huh. And I guess, is that your mom in the background? She's like, will you tell him to just do the...
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, she's got to hang up. Okay, go ahead. So, all right, hang on. All right, so we're going to have you do the pledge. Go for it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we've watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land
Ricochet, Star-Spangled Banner, our national anthem, and cute little Paisley, our third grader this morning, calling in and helping us out with the pledge, and her mom that was in the background that was a little irritated that the call was going on for too long and she needed to hang up.
I didn't want you to call and jam with those guys. Yeah. Just do the pledge.
Tell them you got to hang up, she said, in the background. But anyway, Paisley still helped us out, and we appreciate that. Thank you. All right, well, Morgan Wallen here on the Z, and I don't know if you've ever noticed or not, but our radio, at least the morning show, is not professional. however, it is International Amateur Radio Day today, so at least we are, you know, somewhere around the bronze or silver. No, we appreciate you tuning in, and... And have you ever, International Amateur Day is kind of like one of those things that you think about when you're a kid. You maybe think, do I want to do this? Is this kind of fun? Would I be good at it? Would you like to, you know, be on the radio? Now, what we could do is we could have you give you a few seconds here this morning. It is International Amateur Radio Day and give you a little shot at this. You know, give us your best shot at being a DJ. On the air. We'll take your call at 385-292-1043, and maybe you'll just be one of those. Now, look, we don't want you to talk as long as we do, because then we'll be out of a job and we won't have anything to talk about. But we might grab a little snippet or something. Maybe you've got something put together. Maybe you're like, hey, let me do the weather. Let me announce a song, you know, something
like
that.
Absolutely.
That would be kind of fun. International Amateur Radio Day.
International Amateur Radio Day. All we hear is
international. How about a little radio? International.
Complete amateur.
Radio Day.
Radio Day.
Don't change my radio station.
Radio transmission. Transmission.
I'm an amateur.
Morning, the Z. What's your name?
Marley.
Hi, Marley. You want to be a DJ?
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead and announce our instant cash song of the day.
This is the instant cash song of the day.
And what is it?
I haven't been listening to the radio that
no,
long.
No, I'm kidding. That's why we're barely announcing it for the first time right now.
It's World on Fire by Nate Smith.
World on Fire by Nate Smith. Okay.
All right. So there you go. Put the whole thing all together and tell us your name and then announce the instant cash song of the day. Go.
Okay. Hi, I'm Marley, and the instant cash song of the day is World on Fire by Nate Smith.
Love it.
Love it. Good job.
Man, you might be getting hired here pretty soon.
Are you available for overnights?
Actually, for mornings.
Yes.
Are you available for mornings?
Yes.
Are you an early riser? Do you think you could get up at 3:30 in the morning and do a show?
Yeah, no, I wake up at 6, and that's too early for me.
Now, what do you do in your life now, Marley?
I go to school.
All right, where at? You want to do a little shout-out to your school?
Diamond Fork Middle.
All right,
oh,
cool.
Oh, nice.
All right, and
favorite subject?
Like, which subject is my favorite?
Yes.
Yeah.
Lunch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you could be in radio.
Yeah, we're soul sisters.
You could definitely be in radio.
Yep, you could.
All right, now that you've announced the instant cash song of the day, do you remember it?
Yeah, World on Fire by Nate Smith.
There
Perfect.
It is. And this is what we do in case you do haven't listened a whole lot or anybody out there with our instant cash song of the day. That song will play in the 7 a.m. hour, the 10 a.m. hour, the 1 p.m. hour, and the 4 p.m. hours. When you hear that song, be caller Z. Unless you already know all this, do you want to go ahead and repeat it?
The instant cash song of the day is World on Fire by Nate Smith, which will be playing somewhere between the 7 a.m. hour and the 9 a.m. hour.
10 a.m.
10 a.m. hour.
1 p.m. hour and 4 p.m. hours. And then you win 250. Yeah. You win $250 and it's $1,000 a day. Now what we're going to do is let you introduce Lee for traffic. Go ahead.
7 a.m. hour and 9 a.m. hour.
Are you? Go for it. Announce Lee on traffic.
All right. This is Lee with traffic report.
There it
I
is.
Love it. Now, isn't amateur radio ham radio? Like your ham radio thing that you have?
It might be, but I might be turning
it
into something funner.
It's referred to as that.
Is that what you call your little radios you have? Ham radios?
Hey, they're not little. They have a lot of power. Don't undersell the ham radio.
K224BR Park
Don't
City.
Don't you dare
undersell. This is Dave.
I get a little touchy and sensitive when you undersell the power of the ham radio. All right.
Well, is that what you call your radio system you have?
Yeah,
is it ham radio?
It's amateur radio. Ham radio. Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe it does fall under amateur radio. But I just knew that it tied into our morning show.
Absolutely it did. And she did a great job.
She did. Happy day to you, Marley. Love you.
All right. Bye.
Okay, bye.
I'm getting some texts about a wreck on 4700 South.
Well.
4700 South and backing to 3200 West to 215 from Kathy and from Jason.
What do you think, Lee?
That could be a possibility. I don't have it listed here, but that doesn't mean it's not there.
Well, and that's the great thing about having our eyeball listeners
exactly.
out there is because
if I don't see the camera,
they see it firsthand. And
yep.
Before we hit our throwback song, the one that got the most votes and dropped right into our system here, we are going to do a little friendly competition of Stump the DJs. We like to call it our STDs. We're spreading the love in the mornings on Thursdays, and it's a song that is not country. The theme goes along with National Exercise Day today. Yell it out at your radio and see how fast you can get this off just maybe a few new notes.
Spinning wheel.
Oh my heck.
Must no way.
I thought maybe she's going to guess Chicago or something because it kind of started out with some
of the horn. Yeah.
Talking about your troubles, it's a crying sin.
Pony, let the spin wheel spin.
You got no money, you got no job. Spinning wheel, all alone.
Talking about this is a fun one for the trombone when I was playing. We did this in high school.
Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel.
Not that anybody cares, but it was.
Oh, we do, Dave.
It was kind of fun. It's just fun. We played a lot of Chicago, obviously. A lot of this. I don't want to say the name of the group because that's part of why I brought it up for National Exercise Day today.
Because when you exercise, you excrete blood, sweat, and tears.
There it is.
Very painful process.
It is. I don't know if I've ever worked out and sweated blood, but
I was just like, have you ever sweat blood?
But I...
Well, you might cut yourself on a barbell or
right,
something.
That might happen.
Yes.
Yeah. Ooh, man, speaking of blood, yes, it does happen. Just a real little quick thing. There was a lady exercising, and she was sitting on the ground. And it was next to, you know, one of the big barbells, and it was up on a squat rack.
Okay.
Well, they had heavy weight on both sides of the squat rack. Well, somebody else working out. It wasn't even her weight. She was sitting next to it doing some hip thrust things with a barbell. And somebody took the heavy weight off of one side all
and
at
not
once.
The other.
And
oh.
not and didn't even it out. And that sucker went up, straight up in the air, and all of that weight came down and chopped off her finger, one of her tops of her fingers.
You about saw the first, this happen? Yeah,
No. That's,
you heard about it?
Yeah, she's actually part of the Bucked Up crew.
It
was on a little Bucked Up, thing that they did.
And they couldn't sew it back on?
They tried taking it, somebody found the tip and they, were, anyway.
Put it on ice.
And put it on ice and stuff like
take.
That. But it
awful.
I don't, yeah, but isn't
oh,
that crazy?
That's terrible.
Yeah. So anyway, just reminded me that when you're talking about blood, sweat, and tears, exercising.
It absolutely happens.
Right, yeah. All right, there you go.
Okay, so the country voting on the mobile app or at z104country.com. Garth Brooks, Colin Baton Rouge came in third. Shania Twain, Any Man of Mine was second. This song won by about 250 votes.
Oh, son of a, she beat
Lee.
Me. Man, you don't have to do a little snotty
I don't know why I'm
laugh
like,
on
I
that.
I don't know why I'm cackling like that.
I know.
That's like mean.
Yeah. This is back in country cargo days. All right, you go ahead. Can we share it?
1-5-0.
It's, do you know both?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
What do you know?
Dixieland Delight.
Alabama.
Yes.
Good stuff.
Rolling down a backwoods.
A little bit of hand clap and foot stomping music for you this morning. Alabama and Dixieland Delight, the song that got voted in this time around, dropped right into our system for Throwback Thursday. You ready for it? Got to get the cash register
in
there. Let's talk about a little bit of cha-ching. Morning, Z104, what is your name? Hello?
Hello?
You're going to lose your chance out on money if you don't talk up. Who is this?
Justin.
Justin. Justin the nick of time. You answered. You are caller Z. You've got $250 bucks to you, buddy.
Nice. Perfect.
Right on, huh? First time winner?
Yeah. It is, first time.
All right, well, you know you can keep winning, right?
Yeah,
Yeah, all that's right. Pretty cool.
It's $1,000 today, $1,000 tomorrow. We'll do it all again next week and the week after that. It's just a little bit of cash flowing right here from Z104. And Justin, you're our latest winner.
Thank you.
And we don't want you to feel bad or anything, but it does come out of our Christmas bonus. But we're happy to pass it along to you, all right?
Hey, thank you.
No, that's pretty cool. Where do you listen to us at, Justin?
I'm from West Valley.
All right. And then at work?
Headed to work.
Okay. Well, very cool, man. You just made yourself enough money that maybe you might want to just call in rich today.
Exactly, huh?
Yeah.
Perfect. You need a little cash. Are you going to use it for bills? Are you going to use it for fun or what?
Probably put it towards bills.
All right.
I know.
Being responsible.
But it still helps.
Yep.
All right, Justin, thanks so much. Who gives away the most money over the radio?
Z104.
KSOP, solid gold.
It is solid. We're getting to a couple of these solid throwback songs every single hour all the way up until midnight. And before we get into this next one that got the most votes, we're going to slip into our STDs. We're spreading the love through STDs, which is Stump the DJs. Our theme today goes along with National Exercise Day. Anything to go along with that. Use your ringer dinger things. Yell at your radio and try to compete against Deb and Lee. Here we go. That's not it. Just so you know. Here we go.
Your love.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I didn't want to give away the whole title, but there it is.
Is lifting me higher.
And that deals with exercise, right? Things that you...
Oh, yeah, you're lifting something higher.
Higher and higher,
right? And Deb, you have the honors with the ringer dinger. Who is it?
Rita Coolidge.
Your love is lifting me higher than I've ever been lifted before.
Come on, you can do it. Push out one more set.
So keep it up.
Just when you think you can't do it, you can.
Quench my desire.
All right, there we go. Quenching your desire for a little bit of...
Yeah, she was married to Kris Kristofferson for a bit.
There you go.
Okay, so the country voting, John Michael Montgomery Sold came in third. John Anderson, you'll be glad to know, Dave, came in second. Was
Swinging?
Straight Tequila Night. This song won by about 140 votes. Lee.
I Think About You.
Yep,
that's the name of the song.
Oh, dang.
Trying to...
Pretending like he knows.
Yep, that is.
It's Colin Ray.
Well, I mean, you didn't even give her a chance to give me a hint. All right, there it is. That is how Throwback Thursday works, and we're going to get to the other three songs that you're voting on right now in a minute.
Every time I see
Colin Ray, that's the song you got voted in right there for Throwback Thursday. High five to you from Deb and I, and a high five to you, Deb. High five.
Thanks, Dave.
For all
high
you
five
do over
right
there.
Back at you.
Happy National High Five Today Day today. It's always the third Thursday in April. And then you should probably, but you should probably be October 2nd instead. So here's why, actually.
No one knows for sure when the very first high five happened, but the credit usually goes to former Major League Baseball coach Dusty Baker and his old teammate Glenn Burke.
Really? Now, how could you ever nail it down to who gave the first high five?
Well,
Adam may have high-fived Eve, and Eve may have high-fived Adam. We don't know.
They were playing for the Dodgers 47 years ago in 1977 when they smacked their hands during their last game of the season on October 2nd, and there's a photo of it.
All right, so there we go. ESPN did a whole, like, 30-30 short on it. Fans immediately thought that it was cool, and the Dodgers embraced it as their official way to celebrate.
The first high five might have been the coolest ever, but there have also been plenty of bad ones. You've probably screwed it up before. Maybe you totally missed. A site called howtobeadad.com has a very thorough explanation on how to high five.
I had no idea.
We have four scientific.
We have four complete steps toward the correct way to
listen up.
Yeah, to do a high five. Now, form your hand into a flat surface, which we all know, with your fingers together, spreading them out too much can actually can minimize that satisfying smacking around. So, can you try cupping your hand just a little bit for a chance that even a louder, you know, clap? Because, yeah, I mean, obviously, when you cup your hand and have your fingers together, that's how we sort of clap, too, because it makes that clapping sound.
Recognize or declare a high five is about to happen. You don't have to yell high five. Just make sure there's no confusion. Make eye contact. Don't change your mind and go for a fist bump instead. And heaven help you if you shift into an awkward hug. Both people must thoroughly commit to the high five.
I know. And we've all done it. Haven't you had that awkward thing where you went to give somebody a high five and either they didn't notice it, they left you hanging, they turned, they walked away, you don't pay attention for the whole high five and you only get a half a five, you get 2.5.
That happens with handshakes too. Like, I'll stick my hand out for a handshake and it's totally not seen.
Yeah.
And they turn the other way. Oh,
and you're like, oh man, that was awkward.
Yeah.
Or lately, since Rona, then I've mistaken it from a handshake to a fist bump. And then we go back and forth. So, like, I'll start out with a fist bump. They'll have a handshake. And then I'll switch. And I'll like, oh, they're going to handshake. So I go to the handshake and they go to the fist bump. And it's super awkward. Stay calm and be ready to move in unison. Don't panic or try to rush it. You're not swatting at a bee. It's not a competition. Just be smooth. You got to be cool about it.
Now, this is the number four, the most important step. Look at the high fiver's elbow, not their hand. Your brain will automatically know where your hand needs to be, and you'll make better contact. It's especially helpful with running high fives where you've got more moving parts. So watch the elbow, not the hand. That's very detailed.
My gosh.
Very detailed.
How many of us have been doing that wrong this whole time?
Wow.
Probably just going to have to just do my thing and hope that it works. I don't do too many high fives, like I mentioned, anymore. I think the knuckle bump or the fist bump took that place.
Yeah, long live cowgirls.
What do you think about that song right there? Utah's number one country station, always getting the stuff on first, the new stuff on first, and then, of course, always just following along and seeing how the chart works. The chart's just really weird right now, the way everything works. Like, that song will go number one in 2028.
I know, it's so weird. It's really weird.
Anyway, so a man has actually been charged in federal court for allegedly transporting millions of dollars worth of Masters Golf Tournament merchandise and memorabilia stolen from Augusta National Golf Club in Georgia. So I guess just selling it on the black market, I suppose.
Richard Globenski is accused of transporting the items across state lines to Tampa, Florida.
The crowds are gone at the Masters. Gone are the corporate sponsors, the people who paid to be VIPs. And now, one person up on charges for stealing memorabilia from the Masters. See you next year.
Oh, man. Scottie Scheffler taking the green jacket this year in the Masters tournament last weekend. So here's some weird items for you. Now, every once in a while, we get this list of the weird stuff that people leave behind in Ubers. Now, here they've narrowed it down to the most 11 most common things that people forget in Ubers. Let's check out this list and roll down it.
The most common things are clothing, luggage, headphones, wallets, jewelry, phones, cameras, tables, books, laptops, and vapes.
Tables?
Some of the surprising things.
Tables? Do they mean tablets?
I left I left my table in the in my Uber.
I think they mean tablets. what do you mean?
I left my dining room set in the Uber.
What the? Oh, I don't get that.
Surprising things not in the top 10. You might have left your table, but not your keys, your backpack, or your watch.
All right. So Uber has also shared some of the weird things that people left behind this past year. Those include a frontal hair toupee. Hot sauce. Hey, where did I leave my...
I lost my toupee.
Toupee.
Dang it. I bet I left it in the Uber.
Yeah. I bet that's where it is. Yes. Nobody's going to give that back. Dang it. They're going to use it. Hot sauce and a breathalyzer. Someone panicked because they left behind a leaf that is much needed. That's much needed. If you know what I mean.
Dude.
Yeah. Two containers with spiders in them. And a tray of meat pie.
Wow. Also, a ceramic cat, a jar of oysters, a candle that says, see you in court.
Wow.
A live pet turtle, a burrito steamer, some Benihana garlic butter, a framed good. Taylor Swift autograph.
Oh, wow.
A fart sensor, and a hashtag best day ever foam sign.
Now, I mean,
list continues.
Yeah. How about a fake butt?
I got a real one. I don't need to haul that around anymore.
Right, same here. A fake butt, a thong, undergarments, a paternity test. I like how they say undergarments, not panties or something. Undergarments.
Yeah.
A paternity test. WWE championship belt. And then a large sticker with a dancing cartoon cat that says Spanky Fest on it.
Also, the most forgetful cities are Miami is the most forgetful, followed by L.A., Atlanta, Houston, Dallas, Orlando, Phoenix, Tampa Bay, Denver, and Austin.
All right. And then some lost and found trends include the most popular color of the lost items is red, which you would think would be black, right?
Yeah, I would think.
Because it kind of blends in with the seats and stuff. Now, the top lost car keys were from a Mini Cooper owners.
Okay.
January 21st is the most forgetful day of the year. And the most popular hours of the day, lost items were reported, were between 9 p.m. and 10 p.m. at night. I guess our brains stopped functioning, and that's where we leave stuff in Uber. And if you're an Uber driver, chime in. It'd be kind of fun to hear from you.
Lyft driver here. I had someone leave a box of condoms in my car. Let's see.
Well, then that's safe travels right there.
A whole smoking kit with weed and all the accessories.
Wow.
Was left in an Uber.
Morning, the Z. You got a comment?
It'd be kind of fun to hear from you.
Yeah, I think you guys should actually start playing some music on here.
Nah. Oh, why should we do
are
that?
Are you new to the show?
I'm just kidding. I like listening to you guys.
That's nice of you. What's your name?
That is nice of you.
James.
Tim.
James.
What is it, Tim?
James.
Oh, James. Well, I don't know where I got Tim from. James. Sorry, I'm so close.
Thanks, Melvin.
Anyway, James, you know it's International Amateur Day, Amateur Radio Day today, and so that's why Deb and I are on the air.
Yeah.
And so we kind of want you to be, you want to give your shot at being a DJ right now?
Sure.
All right. Let's do it. Let's see if we can't, first of all, go ahead and are you familiar enough with the station that we do shout-outs coming up here, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I want you to talk about that. Then I also want you to talk about the fact that we are going to get into Throwback Thursday in a minute. And then I also want you to talk about traffic and weather with Lee coming up. So those
see
are
all
your
the
three...
stuff we have to remember?
That's a lot to remember, but see? I think I got it.
I think you got it.
It always sounds smooth and polished, but it's just because we have a lot to remember and we do it.
Yeah. Always smooth and polished. Yeah, so, James, it's all yours, buddy. Go ahead and just put those things together and be your own DJ right now.
All right, so for the shout-outs, let's do the shout-outs.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's yeah, let's do that.
I don't know how to do the shout outs, man.
Well, we're gonna get to the shout outs. Actually, why don't you do a shout out? Who do you want to shout out to?
Shout out to my dad.
What's his name?
I work for him. He owns a plumbing company.
All right.
Tim Christensen.
Okay, all right. See, I knew there was.
You knew his dad's name was Tim.
Yeah, you knew. I don't know how you knew, but.
Oh my gosh, how coincidental is that? But, all right, and then talk about the fact that we have TBT. What does that stand for?
I got no idea.
Throwback Thursday.
Throwback Thursday.
Yes, and then what about STDs? What does STD stand for?
I don't know.
Stump the DJs. Now we're going to have you go ahead and throw it over to Lee for traffic. Go ahead. Go.
All right. We're sending it over to Lee for traffic.
All right.
Oh, well done, James.
This is James signing off. He'll be back at the crack tomorrow.
But tune in anyway.
All right. Thanks,
hey,
James.
We love you.
Love you, man.
Bye.
Yeah, all right.
Morning shout outs with Dave and Deb. Z104.
Okay, here we go. We already heard an early shout out from James just a minute ago to his dad, Tim.
Shout out to my siblings. I love you all and have a good day. There aren't any names with that, though. So it's just everybody.
Wow. Okay, everybody. That's a generic blanket shout out to everybody's siblings.
Darren Rasmussen, shout out to Donna Ravston. Love you. Trish Cutler, could I wish my hubby, best friend Brian, a happy 37th anniversary? I love you, Brian. And for TBT, play When I Said I Do by Clint and Lisa Hartman Black.
It's out of our control. Yeah, you got to go and vote.
Yeah. Shout out to the best wife ever, April. Let's be honest, I forgot to do a shout out when she hit the big 5-0 a couple of weeks ago. I love you from Michelle. Carla says, I'd like to do a shout out to Skyly and Casey. Have a great day at school. Mama loves you. Hey, David, Deb, can you do a birthday shout out to my husband, Boyd? 62 looks good on you. I hope you have the best day and I love you so much, from Jill. Big shout out to Kiara June. Hope she has a wonderful day at my school, at school today. We would like to wish our Papa Boyd Kerrigan a happy, happy birthday. We love you and hope you have a good trip to St. George. Jody Weiniger, shout out to my lawnmower for another beautiful mow yesterday.
Oh. It must be.
That's so satisfying.
It really is. Especially when you have a little pattern. What is your pattern that you do?
Just straight lines.
I know, but how do you start out? What do you do very first with mowing your lawn? I mean, other than sitting on your lawnmower.
I just start mowing. What do you mean?
Well, I know, but I mean,
just going
don't
back
you go,
and forth.
Well, yeah, but don't you do the outside edges? Don't you do two outside circles first and then you do the lines?
I don't.
Alternating. So how do you get close to the edges then when you just go up and you have to back up every time?
No, I just ride down the side when I get there.
Okay. That's okay. I do two outside circles this is back. Remember when I used to mow?
Yeah. What are you talking about, Mr. HOA? I'm like, really? You're mowing the lawn?
I mean, back when I used to mow, I did these little two outside circles, and then you do the alternating lines back and forth all the way down. Because what you do is if you do those two outside circles first, then you've got space to turn around your lawnmower at the end of the slice.
Yeah, maybe because my yard is not really perfectly square. It has different stuff going on each side. I do start and then I go joot, joot, and down the other side and finish that section. And then I'll go over and do the back section, which I just go till I meet the other side. And then I have some park strips that I have to do.
Now, have you ever... like if you've ever mowed your lawn when it's just a tad bit moist,
yes,
and then the grass blades stick up where your wheels went, and then you're like, well, I gotta go the other direction.
And sometimes I'll mow it the next day.
Yeah, and then it looks like a putting green.
Absolutely, it does. It is so satisfying. Linnell Risk, happy opening night to Lainey Risk and all the kids at Center Point Legacy Theater. They'll be performing Finding Nemo. Break a leg, you guys. To Dawn from Mom, please wish my wonderful daughter a happy birthday and a great retirement.
Oh.
Oh, lucky.
How would it be?
Yeah.
We still have 62 years before we can retire.
I know we do. We hope you guys can stand us because we can never quit.
We're on the long plan.
Shout out to Fritz's Custom Crete for an amazing job that they did on my new basketball court. Highly recommend. Shout out to all the people going to the new temple, making 4700 South a parking lot. Oh, maybe that's what's going on. Oh, yeah,
Taylorsville.
Yep.
Temple at the open house started.
Shout out to Donald Trump. Can't wait to see you in November. I'd like to give a shout out to myself because I'm feeling amazing this morning.
Oh, good for you.
Gina Winger, happy birthday to my fantastic, sweetest sister ever, Deb Green. Shout out to Trooper 391. Can't wait for the weekend.
Wait a minute. What does that mean?
I don't know.
That's like...
I don't know.
I think there's a sounds to me like a highway patrol trooper met somebody.
I know,
when
right?
they pulled over.
Thank you so much. And happy birthday to my sister, Mandy. 38 looks good on you. And all then right. we have a few other birthdays we want to mention. Happy birthday to Sam Wimmer, Nicole Skidmore, Yolanda Green, Shauna Horton, Malcolm Lewis, Andrea Andreasen, Katie Johansson, Mike Siff, Sean Conlon, Scott Moss, Shelley George, Bill Gentry, Aaron Bowers, and anybody else that's having a birthday today, happy, happy birthday.
Ah, very nice. .com. And I actually just got a text from one of my siblings already because it was this shout out to generic siblings.
And, my
sister Doreen says, I hope you have a great day. Love you.
Thanks, Doreen.
Love you back.
Play Country Fan Fest ticket tag right now. 385-292-1043. Be caller Z to win two wristbands for the entire festival. And see headliners Bailey Zimmerman, John Party, and Riley Green with many more. 385-292-1043.
All right, start your dialing. We'll get to the phones here in just a second. Right now, we're going to slip into our STD, Stump the DJs, a song that's not country. Our theme goes along with National Exercise Day. And then we'll move on to the song that got the most votes in our throwback this time around.
What is this?
Ooh, she's cringing. I kind of want to call you on it. If you're cringing, you act like...
I'm not sure who it is. Well, I'm not really sure of either. Is it called Run It?
By?
Is it Chris Brown?
Son of a gun.
Oh, my gosh.
Son of a gun.
Even when she doesn't know it, she knows it.
Yeah, she knows it.
Well, I wasn't sure on that one.
And believe me, there is no cheating going on. I can attest to that because I have this under a lock and key over here. She can't see anything. And I'll be danged if she got that, and I still don't have a stump, so I'm sorry, Linda. All right, there you go.
Okay, so the country voting. Faith Hill, This Kiss came in third. Tim McGraw, Refried Dreams came in second. This song won by about 140 votes. Oh, that's the wrong one.
It is?
Yeah. Well,
that's Tim McGraw.
That's Tim McGraw.
Yeah, Tim McGraw. Refried Dreams.
Nope. This is the winner.
John Michael Montgomery. Tracy Lawrence.
Nope.
Joe Diffie.
He's coming to the Peppermill like really soon.
Mark Chestnut. Clay Walker.
Existing in a few seconds of time.
Living in the moment.
Yes.
Living in the Moment, John Michael Montgomery.
No.
Living in the Moment by
Sly Berndon.
Ty Herndon.
Yes. That's it.
Oh, Lee had that. We both had that nailed.
Absolutely, you did. Good job, you guys.
I don't even know if we would have needed your clues or hints or anything. Y'all got TBT on the Z.
Well, the world just loves two lonely people. The world just loves
two broken hearts.
Moment. That is the song that you voted on for Throwback Thursday, and it is Ty Herndon, Living in the Moment. And right now, we are living in the moment that we could be enjoying all together, and that is the moment of winning will get you into the Country Fan Fest, which comes up July 24th through the 27th at the Deseret Peak Complex in Tooele County. And that is where you're at right now, except you're halfway there. Who is this?
Greg Callaway.
Who?
Greg,
nice to have you along, buddy. You're caller Z. Now you're halfway there. You got to tell us the winner's name from yesterday afternoon in the 3 p.m. hour.
Tyler Russell.
I have Taylor Russell, but good enough.
Yeah, that's close enough.
Good enough.
If it was completely off, if it was like Bob Anderson.
Yeah, Taylor Russell.
Yes. All right, Greg, you got it, man. You've got two wristbands to all 4 days of Country Fan Fest coming up. And all you have to do, again, is give us your full name, because that is how the winner is going to score in the 11 a.m. hour.
And?
Greg Callaway.
Yeah, just remember golf. Greg Callaway.
Yeah.
All right, now,
exactly,
Greg,
like the golf.
Do you golf?
No, hell no.
Okay.
Oh, man. I was hoping maybe you could get me a set of Callaway golf clubs.
But my brother tried that, and I wouldn't give him any.
James always looking out for number one.
And he had his pro card, too.
They what?
And he had his pro card, too.
Your
did
brother
he really?
Did? And no endorsement
with
from
the last
Callaway.
Name.
Well, I told him no way.
Oh, man. Do you guys spell it the same way as the golf?
Exactly. Yeah.
Wow.
Golf the Callaway with our brand new drivers.
How
that
perfect,
would be perfect
would that have been?
Yeah.
And already having your pro card? Come on.
Yeah, come on.
Come on, Callaway. Step
yeah,
it up.
I told him no.
Well, maybe next time. All right.
All right.
We
Greg Callaway is the name you need to know for a ticket tag in the 11 a.m. hour with Jim. Congratulations. You're going to all 4 days. All right.
Sounds great.
What radio station hooks you up with the best concerts on the planet?
Z104.
That was actually kind of a radio announcer sort of a thing.
That kind of was, Dave. It sounded really good.
International Amateur Radio Day today. And Greg pulled it off.
Yeah.
You did it, buddy. In fact, go ahead and announce our traffic right now.
Turning it over to Lee for the traffic.
Up next, we have Dump It or Dig It, brought to you by Baku Bikes.
We have a brand new song from an artist that we've heard from a little bit before. Former police officer, gone country music singer. And it's a fun summer anthem. We'll tell you who he is, a little bit about the song. And see what you think. Somebody's going to win tickets to see Diamond Rio and Drake Milligan August 17th at the Ogden Amphitheater, brought to you by Baku E-Bikes and Scooters.
We hope you're enjoying the show this morning. Now with 30% less attention span. Sorry, everyone here is off their meds this week. Stay tuned.
Time now for Dave and Dab's Dump It or Dig It.
All right, let's roll with it. Dump It or Dig It, brought to you by Baku E-Bikes. Frank Ray up for vote this morning.
Frank Ray is a former police officer from New Mexico. He grew up enriched in his Mexican culture 3 miles from the Mexican border in New Mexico. He was surrounded by country music in Texas. He was immersed in the best of both worlds, has been harmonizing the two ever since. Rolling Stone magazine describes him as easygoing contemporary country with pop soul hooks and a dash of southwestern spice.
Okay.
So his latest song is called Uh-Huh. By Frank Ray. We want to know what you think about it. Text us 385-292-1043. Somebody's going to win tickets for Diamond Rio and Drake Milligan August 17th at the Ogden City Amphitheater, just for weighing in.
Now, it'll be kind of interesting if we turn it into uh-huh or uh-uh.
Okay, let's do that.
But we want to see how you spell that out there, you guys. Uh-huh or uh-uh. Frank Ray, Dump It or Dig It.
Big blue eyes, little black dress with her boots thigh high, high, looking at me like I'm just her type. All she got me thinking is, oh my, my, my. Ask my name, where you from, lost my game, I'm miserable. Take a drink, try again, and she got me mucho good. ties. Kiss like reposado keeps me high, high, high. Reputation of the heartbreak kind. Ella tan bonita, I don't mind, mind. Stole my heart, beg for more. In the dark, to keep it going. Take a drink, touch your skin. Yeah, she got me. She kissed me like this, she knew exactly what to say. Your lips got me feeling like.
What do you think about it? It's our dump it or dig it turning uh-huh or uh-uh. Frank Ray, and we'll take your votes here on the text or phone safely. How are we looking?
Jana Shepherd, C, por favor. Not feeling it, dump it from Judy. Brianna Powell is digging it. It's a dump from me, but the kids in the car like it. That was garbage. Dump it. Dump it. It's not country to me. Kathy Layton, Laura Facer, I love it. Dig it. Julie Walker, uh-huh. Dwayne Sartori, uh-huh. Dump it. It doesn't belong on a country station. Hard dump. That ain't country. Jason Sipes. Amber, I lost it in the feed.
Phone call's coming in. Let me just jump to those.
Two. That's going to be a no for me.
What's your name?
Hi, this is Wayne.
Hi, what do you think, Wayne?
You know what? I liked it, especially that part with her my arms around her hips.
Oh, well, there
I'll bet you,
go. You
did, Wayne.
Look at you doing a little bit of a samba, huh? Thanks, buddy. All right. Bye. Love you. Bye. Morning on the Z. Uh-huh or uh-uh. Who is this?
It's Brandon.
What do you think?
I'm going to give it an uh-huh. That Musica Ranchera sounds pretty good.
Do you like
all
that?
Right.
Like that little bit of a Latin flair to it? Appreciate your call, man. Thanks.
Absolutely.
All right. Love you. Bye. Morning the Z. Uh-huh or uh-uh?
Uh-huh.
Who is this?
It's Jeff.
All right. Thanks, man. Love you. Bye.
Again.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah, oh. Jeff. Thank you for the birthday card. That was super nice of you. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Yeah. Deb's birthday's
You're
coming
so
up.
You're so thoughtful, and I really appreciated getting it yesterday.
All right. We're no only problem. 11 days and counting.
Yeah.
All right, but thanks, man.
It's canceled.
Morning of the Z. Uh-huh or uh-uh?
Uh-uh.
Not so
liking
much.
It.
What do you think? What's your name?
Mel. Casey.
All right, Casey.
Garbage.
Okay.
Nothing at all about it you liked. All right. Thanks.
No, get it off the country station. Come on.
All right, thanks. Love you. Bye. Morning of the Z. Uh-huh or uh-uh? Hello.
Hello.
What's your name? Like to bear
Warren.
My testimony. Like to bear my testimony. What do you think? That's yes or no? Dump it or dig it?
Dig it.
Dig it. All right. Thanks. Love ya. Okay,
love
bye.
Ya.
Andy Salazar says, en fuego. Digging it. I got in the car and had to double check if I was on the right station. Dump it. Dig it from Tammy Bellum. Dump it. Mindy Anderson says, uh-huh. Jalen Edwards, dump it. Sounds good for a tequila night. Uh-huh. It's one that could grow on me, but I'll dump it for now. That was terrible. Dump it from Shane. Joel Hare says, dump it. Didn't care for it. Nope, none of that. Tanner Harrison gives me pop vibes, so I'm dumping it. Dump It Camp Boogie to this song. Uh-huh, but it's not country for this station. That song sucked. Dump It, it ain't country. Dig It, it's a breath of fresh air, CJ and Sabrina. Dump It, I almost thought I'd change the radio station on accident. I love it from what I heard of it. Sounds really awesome. Bronte Houghton says, dump it. Dally Hennon says, dump it. WTF, when did you guys turn into a Spanish music station?
Oh, Simone.
Thank you, W.
Mañana we go. Paul, what do you think?
Paul Fattis says, dig it. I'm going to say, 40-60.
Okay.
40-60 right. For Uh-huh by former New Mexico police officer Frank Ray.
All right, and we're going to roll the music. When the music stops, Deb's going to stop. Did I leave you enough time?
It's a 916 number. There's okay. Not a name on this one.
All right.
But I will text you, and we will get these Diamond Rio Drake Milligan tickets to you. That concert happens on August 17th at the Ogden Amphitheater, all to benefit Enable Utah, and it's all brought to you by Baku E-Bikes and Scooters.
Elevate your adventure right now with an adventure bundle. Top cargo bag, two side cargo bags, and that's not Deb on each side. We're also talking about a bike packing tent, a Baku tent, trailside repair kit, value $600. And it all goes with a new purchase, of a new e-bike there at Baku. Go check it out. They're game changers, man. You'll love it. You and the whole family. Whether you're buzzing around town or going deep into the backwoods, elevate your adventure at Baku. BAKCOU, Baku.com.
Good things are happening in K-Sop Country.
Oh, that's it. It's throwback time, and we have an STD to give you this morning. Isn't that nice of us?
It's very nice.
Stump the DJs. Don't say that we ever didn't give you anything. Stump the DJs, a song that's not country. Theme goes along with National Exercise Day today. Any song that goes along with that. Deb and Lee are going to be using their ringer dingers to try to guess the song. You can just yell at the radio, and here we go.
Oh, I know this one. What is it?
Cool entrance, right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be a cool way to start out a concert with just a bunch of lasers going to that?
That's a good idea. You should tell him. You should mention that to him, Dave.
I'm sure. You know, because I bet they haven't even thought of that. You know?
Right.
Who is it?
Bon Jovi.
Yeah, and?
Is it Runaway?
Yeah. Dang it. You know what? You don't... I think Deb sometimes just acts like she doesn't know.
I really don't. That one took inside. Me way too long.
Yeah, but you still got it. I'm trying to remember my classic rock history and stuff. When is it that Bon Jovi went to John Bon Jovi? You know what I mean? I mean, his name has always been. John Bon Jovi.
I think it's always just been Bon Jovi.
Yeah, I guess so. I'm not sure why I got those two mixed up. Anyway, there you go. You got it. And that's the way it works. And it's just takes up a little bit of time in the morning.
Okay. All right. So Patti Loveless, Hurt Me Bad in a Real Good Way, came in third. George Strait, Oceanfront Property, came in second. But this song won by about 90 votes. Lee.
Mormon Tabernacle.
The Judds. The Mormon Tabernacle.
Well, it sounded like it.
It sounds like
it. For a minute when it started out, you know. Oh, I do know the song. Can I share it?
Yeah.
Love Can Build a Bridge.
Yes. Thank you, David.
Soft
thank you, Lee.
Thursday no sounds problem. On the Z. I'd
gladly walk across the desert with no shame.
The Judds and Love Can Build a Bridge.
Jen Perry says, I remember someone back in the day playing this song in a Relief Society lesson. So it made me laugh when Dave said it was the tap choir.
See, it fits, doesn't it?
Right?
The Sounds of Sunday on Z104
absolutely.
Right there. Another three songs are up for vote in about 10 minutes. We'll see which one drops in for Throwback Thursday. Twice an hour all the way up until midnight. All right, welcome back. We had a chance to catch up with Sam Hunt and talk about his relationship with his wife, Hannah, and a controversial rule that they have in their marriage.
One beautiful thing about Hannah is that she forgives quickly, and I also have a rule that I'm not sleeping on the couch. So she's going to have to shoot me before I don't sleep in my own bed.
There's so much going on in this town.
Sam Hunt, Outskirts. His latest? Do you know of anybody firsthand or close that got cold feet on wedding night?
Oh, wedding day? Do I?
Like, actually...
I mean, I think through the years I've gotten an invitation or two and then found out it wasn't happening, but I don't really remember specifics.
Yeah. Where they kind of...
Do you?
I don't know the specifics of it. I mean, I know there's times, there have been occasional times that I've had people call up and cancel a DJ gig.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and they'll say, well, it's not happening. Didn't go through. And they just kind of leave it at that. More people than you think. Someone polled 2,000 Americans who got married in the past 3 years. 20% admit that they got cold feet. 1 in 5. That's how many thought about calling the whole thing off last minute.
Now, all those people did ultimately get married and hopefully don't regret it. But there are plenty of things we do regret about our wedding. And these are the most common regrets couples said they have about their wedding.
Runaway Bride. If you've ever seen that movie right there. Scheduling. Everything felt too rushed. So I think we had a couple of people question. We got engaged in September and got married in November. So about 60 days.
Okay.
And some people were like, oh, are you going to be able to pull that off? I mean, and now it is almost common. I'll get booked sometimes a year in advance, a year and a half in advance for weddings. And I'll think, my gosh, is this, I don't even know. I mean, you know, it seems so weird to book something like for 2026 or 2025.
Planning right a now. Big wedding.
Yeah.
The guest list, sometimes we regret. You invited too many people.
All right. The vendors, like maybe the photographer sucked.
Or the DJ.
Now, wait a minute. That wasn't
Dave. Dave's an excellent wedding DJ. No. I just have to throw that in there because
nice
he really is.
That's
nice. The total cost of everything, you would think maybe that would rank higher.
Yeah. Weather. Maybe Florida beach wedding in a hurricane season wasn't a great idea.
The way you looked, like your makeup maybe didn't turn out right.
Another one is the location. You just didn't love the venue or you regret making it a destination wedding, which...
Now, when I was in Mexico a couple weeks ago, they had a beach wedding and it was so cool. They, you know those, I don't know how to describe them. They're like
little arch
Hollywood
things?
Lights or makeup lights that... They're little round ball lights, but they were in these great big letters that they put on the beach that said, marry me.
Oh, is that, cool.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And it was just...
Wow.
It was pretty windy that day, but so I swam... I was being nosy. I swam over to the edge of the infinity pool, and I was like, what's going on?
What, you be nosy?
They were setting up lights, and they were setting up sound, and I'm like, what's happening? And so these people were over... in a circle at the edge of the infinity pool with drinks and stuff. And I said, do you know what's going on? Because I'm not usually like vocally nosy, but I couldn't figure it out. And they're like, yeah, our friends are getting married this afternoon at 4:30. And then over here, they're doing a reception with food and music and everything.
Now, were you around when the actual thing took place? Did you see if there was a very good turnout on a destination wedding?
Yeah. So they were from Canada.
Wow.
So it was quite a flight to get there. We did go scope out the wedding, and there were, I would probably say there were 100 people
as part of the wedding party. Wedding, I would think.
And we saw the bride and groom coming through the lobby, and we said, congratulations. And,
man.
You know, it
now,
was.
Would you do so? Would you go to a destination wedding if you knew you had to do it on your dime?
I think it would be really cool. Like, I took a picture of the big Marry Me letters that were planted in the sand in the beach because it was so beautiful. But I just think it would give me too much anxiety, and it would be super... I can't imagine what that cost or if everybody footed their own bill.
That's
just
what I was wondering.
Because our little trip was so expensive.
Like, there would be no way I would do a destination wedding if I were to do it all over again, unless you have enough money to pay for everybody's airfare over there. Because I just think, man, that's a lot to ask of somebody. And to me, I would think we may have two friends show up that would, you know, if it was on their own dime. The planning. You feel like you didn't plan enough, or you wish that you would have splurged a little bit on the wedding planner instead of doing it yourself. 60% say that they spent over 4 months planning. 17% said over a year. And then, of course, 13% of the couples in the survey said that the biggest wedding regret was something else that wasn't on the list.
Do you have any regrets about yours?
Not really. No. Other than back then, it really wasn't known to have a DJ. And I knew a couple of DJs because I was already doing my thing in clubs and stuff at that point. And it would have been nice, but yet a reception at the Shalimar.
I know, right?
It just wasn't a thing, man. Yeah. It just back in the day, it just seemed like you didn't have DJs. Five ways to know that your fiance is having second thoughts about getting married. His vote for a wedding date, summer of 2062. Another one, he changed his vows from I do to I guess. She uses her engagement ring on scratcher tickets. Ways to know that your fiance is having second thoughts about you get married. People know him as the Golden Bachelor. And the final one that you know that you are having second thoughts about getting married. He wants the playlist to include There Goes My Life, It's a Mistake, and Highway to Hell. You know, Deb goes through a lot of soda in the morning, and that's no surprise. I was looking over there, and she's got maybe two swallows left in one bottle.
What's your point, Dave?
But the next bottle is already open with the cap off. Like,
I can't have
any pause between the last two swallows and the new bottle.
Because you got to swallow when you can swallow, Dave.
You got to be ready when this one's empty.
Well, sure.
Absolutely. Because heaven forbid
the time it takes to twist off that cap.
Oh, well, I have to time it when the mics aren't open.
When's that ever? Stopped you.
It's just best if I do it now when the mic's off.
You pick your teeth on the air. You clip your nails on the air.
But I do not open soda bottles on the air.
Okay. All right. You're so professional.
I know, right?
I can see what you're thinking.
Yes.
There.
Yes.
Okay. Now, before we get into our throwback song, the one that got the most votes, we're going to do another STD. We're spreading the love. Stump the DJ song that's not country. And it falls into our category of National Exercise Day today. Are you ready?
Yes.
Now, these last two, usually at 9:30, I have a plethora of songs. Some extras. Okay, just a couple extras. So we're going to do kind of a double thing on this one and a double thing on the next one. Are you ready?
Ready.
Okay, here's your chance to guess.
I do this a lot.
Not really. Oh, you mean in your car?
In my fuel.
Yeah, in your fuel. Yeah, I thought maybe food. And I'm like, no, she's pretty.
Oh, hell no, not my
food.
No,
there goes the one. Hey, you better start drinking the other one.
I will, because it's already open.
Because who would drink while the mic's open?
Right.
Okay. All right. What is it?
It's running on empty, Jackson Brown.
Yeah. Of course, it deals on with National Exercise Day today, which kind of makes sense. If you have ever gone to try to work out and you just like, I feel like crap. It's so hard to get into the gym. And I've told you this before, man. There's times that I'll sit out in the parking lot sometimes at the gym for 30 minutes going, I don't know if I can do this.
Trying to,
you know,
gear yourself up.
Yeah. All right. Here's the bonus one. Here's the second one.
All right.
Now she got it again, man. She's nailed both of them right there. Oh, wait. You didn't tell me the artist of the other one, did you?
I did.
Jackson Brown. Okay. Yeah. What about this one?
The Police. Every Breath You Take.
There it is.
Every breath you take, and every move you make.
Unless you have COPD and then you have to use an inhaler.
Yeah.
Every other breath you take. All right, there you go.
All right, so the country voting on the mobile app or at z104country.com. Kenny Chesney, That's Why I'm Here, came in third. Reba, whoever's in New England, came in second, and this song won by exactly 32 votes. Dave.
Could you, would you, ain't you gonna, if no. I asked you, would you wanna?
Nope.
Son of a bucket.
Is Sold. Lee with us?
Sold.
Does she know what it is?
I don't know if she's with us. She may have bailed. Because we're late. She's like, I'm out of here. I'm not going to stay around for this
I'm only contracted through 9 a.m. I'm out.
At 9:05.
Elizabeth Jeanette.
Billie Jean. Oh, Liz. Liz.
Nope.
Elizabeth. Liza Minnelli.
Yes.
Liza Jane.
Yes.
Oh, that's it.
That's
yes.
It. Now who's singing it?
I don't know. Liza Jane.
V. G-G.
Vince Gill.
Yes. Vincent Grant Gill. Yes.
You know his name? His
I think
full
so.
Name.
I think
Look
that's
that.
It.
Only his mother called him that when he
I
was
know,
in trouble, right?
Right?
Thanks, Deborah Joan.
You're welcome, David Vaughn.
You got my number.
And those great tenor sounds of Vince Gill and Liza Jane, the song that you voted in for this go-around of Throwback Thursday. Another three songs are up for vote. Bottom of the hour, we'll find out which one drops right into the system, and that's how we work, so on and so forth, throughout the rest of the day. Also at the bottom of the hour, a chance for you to play along with Battle of the Sexes, which is kind of a fun little game that we do between man and woman. So we were talking about, do you think, what's the fastest amount of time that you've made it from your home to work in the morning?
I think I made
traffic.
It, anything I say going to be used.
I know.
I think I made it here once in 19 minutes.
19 minutes.
Yeah.
Now you and I are pretty similar, I think, with our commutes. On a normal day, it usually takes me about 25 minutes.
Same.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fastest I think I've made it here is about 22 minutes.
Okay.
Now, obviously, you were speeding, and I was probably obeying the law.
Whatever. Yeah. Well, probably. Yeah.
But here's the when we hear about some of, like, there's people that we've heard of that will commute from San Pete County up to Salt Lake, an hour and a half. People, and look, I know that I could go on and on and on, because we have heard so many times the length of a commute, and we'll get to that in a second, but here are the 10 states with the longest work commutes. U.S. Department of Energy released this. Here are the stats overall. The average one-way commute in America, the average 27 minutes. So we're pretty close.
Oh, we're about average. Now, the state where people are spending the most time commuting is New York. People there spend 33 minutes getting to work. Maryland is second, followed by New Jersey, the District of Columbia, and Massachusetts.
So all back east.
All back east.
Man, and we were, it's a big thing in New York. I've only gone there one time, and when we did, they were saying, oh, boy, don't try to go under the bridge at a certain time, or under this little under the thing, you know, under the river and through the woods thing. And
you mean the subway?
No, it was something where it's the tunnel. They called it the tunnel.
Oh, okay.
And anyway, because they say that sometimes that can just get backed up and you'll just be sitting there for hours. California is only sixth at under 30 minutes, despite its notoriously crammed freeways.
If you want to move it to a state with a short commute, consider both of the Dakotas. South Dakota and North Dakota had average commute times of less than 18 minutes.
Jeez. Wyoming is the next shortest, followed by Montana, Nebraska, and then Alaska.
It's a little surprising that these vast states would have shorter commutes than cities with public transportation. But even if you're covering less distance, you have to factor in walking to and from mass transit, along with the waiting times for mass transit.
Now, as we go into break here, it'd be kind of fun to have you call or text safely, because if you are commuting, we want to make sure that you're doing that. And as most everybody knows, our number to call the studio here is
385-292-1043.
We want to know what your commute time is as far as the longest. Maybe we'll, and this is something that not just, commuting means on a daily basis, kind of, you know, this isn't something that one time I drove from here to St. George for work. No.
Somebody said, I made it from American Fork to Corinne in an hour, which is up by Brigham City.
Wow.
My son drove from Camp Pendleton, California to West Jordan, Utah in 6.5 hours. Chafe and Winters, I would kill for a 27-minute commute. My shortest commute is 1 hour and 20 minutes. My longest, 3.5 hours one way.
Wow. We do, and this is stuff that's kind of crazy to hear. I mean, and if you think about it, I think that's why working from home has become so efficient, is because some of these commute times, and that's one thing that has come out of Rona. I mean, you know, if you want to look at anything that came out of Rona, is the fact that we started working from home. And so people were like, you know what, I'm saving 1.5 hours every day or whatever it might be, 2 hours every day in commute time, and I can be more efficient just working from home. And so that does help. We'll take some more of your comments coming up here in just a little bit.
Yeah, you played the same songs yesterday. Why don't you play something that's in the 80s and 90s? Ernest Tubb, Highfield. Gene Autry, Johnny Cash.
All you want to do, girls, to pee us off the Bud Light label. Just it's Lee Bryce, Z104. One of them girls. Name of the song right there, One of Them Girls. We've taken your comments here on
commute times.
Commute times. Sorry, command. Oh, crap. Said,
if I go into the office, which is the Huntsman Cancer Institute in Salt Lake, I drive from Twila. It is an average 1 hour. I'm now working from home for them, and it is a 19-second commute from my bed to my office. I actually timed it getting out of my bed to the office, sitting in my chair. It's a huge difference, and I love it.
Yeah.
3-minute commute to work every day. I wish it was longer so I could delay getting to my depressing job each day. Kyle Thackeray. 1 hour and 10 minutes from Eagle Mountain to the U of U, $60 to fill the tank once a week.
Wow.
Tracy Daly, my commute is 3 seconds from my bedroom to my office. Starting to get a lot of road rage, thinking of quitting. I worked for a doctor who for many years commuted every week from St. George to American Fork for work. He'd sleep in his office Sunday night through Tuesday night and then leave work Wednesday afternoon to drive back home. He was in his late 60s and 70s, and he did it for years.
Mm.
My commute to work is only about 10 minutes. I live in Brigham City and I work in Corinne. Tammy Gunter, I work from home. I commute across the hall. Sometimes fighting the dogs, it takes me 18 minutes.
Oh, yeah. I feel so sorry for you. Are you going to be okay?
I won't complain. I live 7 minutes from my work. Danny Bowser, when I was a restaurant manager, I commuted 1 hour and 15 minutes both ways. My commute down the hall is rough. I almost hit a dog every day. My daily commute is 45 minutes to an hour coming back in the evening. Longest was coming back 3 hours.
You know, you think about this, and I'll, every once in a great while, I'll think about when we drive down this neighborhood that we do go into, because we're kind of buried in the middle of a neighborhood in the heart of the hood, Chesterfield. And, you know, I think what it would be like to just be in one of these houses and how close it would be. You know what? People would be calling me all the time. Hey, could you run over and
yeah, they would.
And check to see why the transmitter alarm went off?
Yes. Can you find out? Go in and shut that off.
Yeah. Could you go in and check on my computer? I left something, and could you send it to me?
Yep.
I feel like you would be on call if you were that close to work. Now, at one point, I did commute from San Pete County. But it wasn't on a regular basis. There were times where I would do, you know, a few days a week. And then it kind of turned into coming up here and staying at a relative's over during the week and then going home on the weekends. And, you know, an hour and 45-minute commute. But, boy, it really makes you appreciate some of your shorter commutes.
My commute from Ogden to Clearfield used to be 25 minutes. Now it can be 45 minutes to an hour or more if there's traffic.
And you hear people in LA that talk about how horrific their commute times are. And I'm just, wow. I mean, by the time you get to work, you'd seem like you'd be
exhausted. I know when we have an extra hard drive where it's snow all the way, you've got the white knuckle grip all the way. By the time we go on the air, I'm like, I'm so tired from driving.
Jim's in next.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Shifting gears here just a little bit. It is International Amateur Radio Day today.
This faith healer came on the radio. He said, I can heal you tonight if you in the sound of my voice this evening. Put one hand on your radio and put one hand on what you want healed.
Now let's try that. Now we all know that you can put one hand on the radio. Where is the other hand going on your body that you want healed? You can only choose one area.
Okay, it's my left heel that has plantar fasciitis.
Okay. And that's the, is that the thing? Obviously, that must be the thing that's irritating you the most right now.
Yeah.
I'm having a hard time choosing.
Above
the waist or below the waist?
Oh, what's your list, Dave?
Well, you know where I would if I went below the waist.
Absolutely.
But if I thought about it.
Because you went there when you were talking about it.
Yeah. And probably above the waist, I might just go over to my heart. I would, of course, nothing's really wrong. I found that out. Nothing, I mean, is really wrong with my heart. I had every test in the freaking book done. Cal, a lot of people would probably want me to put my hand over my mouth.
Okay, heal your mouth.
Heal my mouth and some of the stuff that comes out there. Maybe my brain. Maybe I would do that. Or my, you know, I did the old ACL thing and got it repaired. Maybe my back. Oh, that would be it. I just changed my mind.
Yeah, what about your leg that's numb? Yeah,
my leg that's 24/7. Numb. My left, yeah, I would put a hand over my L5 disc that I herniated years ago and never got it taken care of, and it made my left leg kind of numb. And I would put my hand over that.
Now,
and
you said it's numb disc. Every day.
Oh, yeah, it's never gone away.
You years. Can't feel your leg.
Yeah, the whole outside part of my leg.
Wow.
Yeah. That's probably what I would do.
Somebody asked about my ribs. Thank heavens they are almost all better from my ice skating debacle in December.
Have you ever had any other issues with it, like breathing?
Just while they were getting better.
Yeah.
It was super painful.
Yeah, because really that was, you know.
I would want my right knee healed. let's see. I would want my neck. I have a constant throbbing pain in the back of my neck, kind of on the right side. I would want that healed. I don't know what it is.
Okay.
Since my bank account is not a body part, I will choose wherever in my body my shortest nerves are. Heal me from my short nerves, things getting on my short nerves every day.
Yeah, that'd be it. Maybe down your spine somewhere where you would want that healing to take place. Okay, now we are having we have our Battle of the Sexes coming up here in just a little bit. We will get to that here in just a little minute, and then we will also get to our throwback song of the day at the bottom of the hour here, and that's coming up right after a little bit of BS, as if we haven't given you enough this morning. More of your comments on the way too. Here's Blake Shelton.
Daddy drove the wheels off.
Great to be 88. Deb and I living the dream right here. Blake Shelton.
Somebody said, what would I like to be healed? Where are your give-a-shiz located? I need those healed. Carrie Beeson, 2 knee replacements, hip replacement, bad back, hole in my heart, and bad neck.
Wow, where do you start, right?
Brenda Peterson, when I had a pain in my neck, I got divorced. And it went away. Danielle Stanley, I had back surgery at 18 and again 6 months later. I would like the constant pain to go away.
Yeah.
Mikey said, I would like my mental health healed.
Yeah.
I want my sciatic nerve healed. Vanessa?
Man, I hear you. I think I'm agreeing with a lot of these.
Dave, I have the exact same thing. My left leg is numb and my three left toes are as well.
Yeah.
I fractured my L4 and messed up my L5 in a motorcycle accident 2 years ago.
Oh my gosh, we could start a club.
Wow.
The L Club. And then we could all sit around and give an L.
Good things are happening in K-Sop Country.
All right, let's roll into our throwback song, the one you voted in. And before we do that, our STD. Stump the DJs. We're spreading the love, and their theme today is National Exercise Day. I also have two songs stacked up and ready to roll for you, Deb. So try to guess these. Here we go.
Oh, yeah, she got legs.
Not the version I'm used to.
Right, right. This didn't start out that same way, right?
She knows how to use liquor. She never begs. She knows how to choose it.
All right, who is it?
ZZ Top.
Okay.
Legs.
Now, to go along also with and this
leg
one,
day.
It is leg day. Right, and that's actually what I was thinking. And then, to go along with this one, however, this is sort of a weird twist on it, but...
Oh, I know.
And this, is, and this is something you don't want to happen at the gym.
Oh, why? I just died in my sleep last night.
No!
Oh, in your arms last night.
I just died in my sleep last night.
Is it cutting crew?
Well, yes.
Oh, okay, I just died in my sleep.
I just died in my sleep.
I just died in my sleep last night.
Wow.
Must have been something I ate.
Man, it could have been, obviously. Oh, my gosh, that's funny. Wow. No, it's cutting crew, as you said. Okay. Yes, just died in my arms.
a little case of the wrong lyrics.
Yeah,
there.
Just a little bit.
Yeah,
I just died in your arms, but you don't want that to happen at the gym or any time while you're exercising.
No.
Okay, there you go. Let's move into the throwback.
All right, Alan Jackson, Who's Cheating Who, came in third. Alabama's Born Country got two more votes than that one, and this one won by about 150 votes. And this is my theme song this morning.
Don Williams.
Yes.
Lord, I hope this day is good. No, we already did that one.
I can make these just fine on my own.
Mistakes.
Yes. Yep.
People tell me, oh, you're crazy. Some people...
My gosh. You know, when you have a big, ballsy voice like me, mine.
Like you and Don Williams.
Yeah. Don Williams is so fun to sing to, though. As a guy, I know that y'all are out there driving along going, I want to do them just fine. I don't want to make the word. And you're like, wow, I sound just like Don Williams.
I don't know the lyrics, but yeah, I sound great.
Did he have any bad songs? My gosh, that guy, the gentle giant.
He's so good.
Himself. Don Williams, the song you voted in for throwback this time around, Mistakes.
And now, a game that pits man against woman. Play Battle of the Sexes with Dave and Deb. Call now to win. 385-292-1043. 385-292-1043.
All right, up for grabs. We have a free B12 shot from Hydrate IV Bar. The B12 shot is their most popular injection. It can regulate metabolism, boost immunity, increase energy levels, and assist with mental health. Hydrate IV Bar now open at 968 West South Jordan Parkway.
Hi, what's your name?
Chris.
Hi, Chris. You ready to play our Battle of the Sexes?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, is that why you called, or did you call for something else?
No, yeah, we're good. Let's do it.
Okay, man. All right, let's see if we can't find you a female here to go along with it. Morning, Z104, are you a female?
Yes, I am.
What's your name?
Kaylin? Kaylin with a T.
Kaylin.
Kaylin with a T.
All right, Kaylin, we're going to go first, okay?
All right.
Okay, the NBA playoffs are underway with the play-in tournament. What team won the NBA championship last season? The Nuggets, the Mavericks, or the Celtics?
I don't know.
just guess one, okay?
Wait, can you say them again?
Yeah, Nuggets, Mavericks, or Celtics?
Celtics.
It was the Nuggets.
Yeah. And just as a little bonus question, a little closer to home, who had the worst record in the NBA since the All-Star break?
I have no idea.
Our very own Jazz.
Dang it.
All right. Chris, here's your question, okay? Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes' daughter turns 18 today. Wait a minute. I said that wrong. Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes' daughter turns 18 today. What is her first name? Blue, Surrey, or Apple?
Let's go Blue.
Surrey.
All right, Taylan. Happy birthday to actor David Tennant. He's known for starring in which of these cult TV series? Firefly, Sliders, or Doctor Who?
Doctor Who.
Yes.
Okay, good job.
Good job.
Chris, we got to step it up a little bit to kind of keep up. Hollywood producer Carol Baum is in the news this week for saying this actress is not pretty and can't act. Who was she talking about? Zendaya, Jenna Ortega, or Sydney Sweeney?
Man, that's all Spanish. Let's go with option B.
Sydney Sweeney, option C.
All right, Taylan, for the win. Plumbers suggest you set your water heater to what temperature? 85 degrees, 120 degrees, or 165 degrees?
120?
Yes.
Hey, good guess.
You got
good
it.
Job. Way
yeah.
to go. That ended up scoring you the prize here. But however, Chris, let's just give you the third question as a bonus for the fun right. of it. Which, and by the way, do you guys have your water heater set at around that, the recommended?
I didn't set it when I moved in, so I don't know what it's set at.
Okay, like for
Seems
instance.
To be good.
If you were to turn the shower on all hot, is it too hot?
Yes.
Yeah. That's my justification for the same thing here. I'm like, well, I got to bring in some cold water so I don't use
Absolutely.
Up much hot water. All right, Chris, your question. Which Friends character's hairstyle became so popular that it was named after her? Rachel, Phoebe, or Monica?
Phoebe.
Rachel. You were consistent, though. You went 0 for 3, buddy. Thanks for playing along. Taylan, you're the winner. Hold on. We'll grab some more info from you, and we'll be right back after this here. Lovely sound, isn't it?
It is. Jim's in next. Don't forget, the Instant Cash Song of the Day today is World on Fire by Nate Smith. It will play in the 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. hours. Caller Z wins $250. That's $1,000 a day in cash going out the door. This is not a national contest. It's just for you guys, live and local here in Utah.
Set your bank account on fire. You'll be putting so much money in there, they won't even know how to handle all of the deposits. That's a whole other donation. That's a whole other donation center. It's also Country Fan Fest ticket tag. 8 a.m. hour is what we did here for that last contest. So if you heard the winner's name from the 8 a.m. hour, then you will know it is ticket tag. So in the 11 a.m. hour, when you play the cue to call, you get through, you lay, let us know that winner's name. And so on and so forth. So if you didn't catch it at 8, listen in the 11 a.m. hour, and then you'll be able to win in the 3 p.m. hour. Two wristbands for all 4 days to Country Fan Fest, July 24th through the 27th there in Tooele County.
Cody Johnson was yesterday's incorrect mystery sound guest. You can see all the other incorrect guesses, including Nate Smith, at z104country.com.
We would have had to chip in $3 each.
I know. If you can figure out who it is, you're going to win $304 at 10:50 with the mystery sound.
And, of course, Elle King. You can see her live in Vegas online. Just go to our Z104 web page, z104country.com. We'll be announcing that winner tomorrow afternoon-ish, evening, about 6 o'clock. And you might be heading off to Vegas to hear Elle King. Have we talked about enough stuff?
Amazing, lots right? going on.
Except for the fact that we haven't talked about you can say the F word on the radio.
Friday. Well, somebody just asked, if I won Battle of the Sexes, can I win the Instant Cash Song of the Day? Yes. It does not matter what you've won on this radio station, when or what. The Instant Cash Song of the Day is available to each and every one.
Yeah, good clarification. We'll be back at the crack.
But tune in anyway.
My fellow Americans, our long national nightmare is over.
Our long national nightmare is over.
Our long national nightmare is over.
Our long
national nightmare is over.
Our long national nightmare is over.
Breathe easy. Jim's in next.